I believe I did work hard, you know. You pull out any practice tape from last year, you'll see that. That's what I told him. I tell anybody that, you know, I'm always going to be working hard. No matter where I end up, I'm going to work hard and give the team everything I got.
The NCAA game, the first one that came out that I was on, I was rated a 46 overall. Had like a 37 speed. And it was a slap in the face, man, because I knew deep down in my heart I was better than a 46. And I just so happened I was already 46, and I kept the number.
The transition was pretty smooth, honestly. It was difficult at first. I think moving backwards, you know, dropping into coverage is something that was new to me. But now I feel more comfortable with that. And I think I'm just sort of getting used to the position still. You know, still sort of new to me in a sense. It's exciting. You know, I think if I continue to work, the sky's the limit.
I developed year by year. A lot of studying. I did a lot of studying and a lot of work, man. It's one of those things you have to learn it, you know, by doing it. You can't just, you know, continue to look at it. You have to actually go out and work. I did a lot of bag work. I put a lot of time into, you know, developing as a pass rusher.
When you get out there and you practice, you know, to be perfect, it translates into the game, you know. Knowing your plays is key, and when you put in the type of environment that make you uncomfortable and practice situations, kind of comes easier in the game. So just knowing, you know, being a good practice player, a great practice player, as my coach Pinkel would say back in Missouri, you know, it translates well in the game.
I mean, going to last season, you know, I had a lot of high expectations of myself. Things don't always happen like you plan on. I was really trying to set the record and break the sack record for the next guy who was coming in. And, you know, a lot of up and downs, but we won 11 games, 11-2, won our bowl game. We finished number four in the country, first time in South Carolina history. So I was pretty excited about the season. I ain't worried about my stacks, really. You know, a lot of game changes went on when we played a different team. Quick passes, two-on-one, chip, opposite side runs. But, you know, that happens going into a season. So I wasn't worried about my stats. I just wanted to win.
I think Clowney's very athletic. He's a freak. You know, it's hard to contain him. And when you do contain him, it frees up a lot of other people. And I see a similar game in me as far as, you know, being able to double me and freeing up a lot of my other teammates. You know, I think he feeds off his teammates' energy, and I do the same thing. Pretty much the same size as far as a little height difference. He got a couple inches on me. But other than that, just going out there and competing.
We have good talent. We have a great coach. We have great coaches that's been there. We had Coach Turner Gill there. He recruited me. Coach Jeff Quinn, he came in and stamped us with a great staff, Coach William Enns and Coach Lou Tepper, my linebacker coaches for those 4 years I was there. And I feel like they help us get ready for this great league.
It feels good to be, I guess, recognized in that sense. But it, like I said, it is still new to me. So I think if a team gets me, if they like what they see, they're going to love what they get, because I'm just going to continue to develop and continue to get better.
I'm definitely going to be in the first round, you know. I didn't put in all this work to, you know, settle for second, you know. And, you know, I feel like I am, you know, one of the best pass rushers in this draft. So, you know, and that's what the NFL needs right about now. So I'm definitely not going to say I'm going to fall in the second. I definitely believe I need to be in there first. So.